Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm only going to talk about this a couple days because we need to get this episode in under wraps. But if you would like to share a testimony of how Pray Every Day has helped you, we'll feature you on the February 1st podcast. You can go to marydemuth.com/pray, and there will be a little recorder that you can record up to 5 minutes of a testimony. And this is to celebrate the 4 years of Pray Every Day, which is God's graciousness to me and to this podcast and to you. And I just want to honor him with testimonies about what he does, not anything about me, but about what Jesus has done in your life based on being prayed for every day for the past couple of years. So thank you so much for doing that. Again, that's marydemuth.com/pray. All right, we're in chapter 13 of Proverbs as we continue our march through Proverbs in this beautiful January 2022. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 12 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. A wise son listens to his father's instructions, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. By the fruit of his lips, a man enjoys good things, but the unfaithful crave violence. He who guards his mouth guards his soul. One who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the desire of the diligent shall be fully satisfied. A righteous man hates lies, but a wicked man brings shame and disgrace. Righteousness guards the way of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There are some who pretend to be rich, yet have nothing. There are some who pretend to be poor, yet have great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor hear no threats. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is with people who take advice. Wealth gained dishonestly dwindles away, but he who gathers by hand makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when longing is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that verse 12, is a hard one. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And we might end up saying to you, well, Lord, don't you want me to have a good and satisfying life? And why is my hope deferred? And it's making my heart sick. And I just want to have this longing fulfilled. And Lord, I know that in one sense of a long-term prayer, I've been praying for a certain person in my life to come to Christ. And it's been years and years and years and years and years. And I have that longing, but it is not fulfilled. But I know that you have perfect timing. And so I pray you give me peace as I wait. And I pray that for my friend today, too. I specifically pray for single people who are longing to be married. And they see this verse and they just want to like shout at the heavens. Why? How long, oh Lord? How long? And write lament psalms to you, Lord, because it just seems like it's never going to change and it's completely out of their control. But Lord, I pray for your mercy. I pray that you would, in your timing, in your perfect timing, bring the right person their way or bring them a special dispensation of grace to be joyful as a single and to just give you their sexuality as an offering. And Lord, I thank you that you are mindful of them. And I'd also just thank you so much for single people in our midst because they represent something really powerful and really significant in the body of Christ. And Lord, I just want to repent on behalf of churches that have made marriage the idol of everything and have marginalized singles into the periphery, when in actuality, Jesus, you were single and the Apostle Paul was single and the kingdom of God was turned upside down by him. And so, Lord, help us to have a better theology of singleness and to really love the singles in our midst. Lord, this verse, verse 10, pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is with people who take advice. Lord, we don't want to be quarrelsome today. And so when we're tempted, and I know it often kind of jumps into our lives, even with our kids, it may be particularly with little kids that we want to just quarrel back with them or our teenagers. Help us to find the pride in that. Help us, and maybe we can't see it, but you can, so you can show it to us. And so we ask you to reveal our hearts to ourselves and help us to see where we need some rejuvenation. And Lord, we just thank you so much that the Holy Spirit's already doing that sanctification work right now. And we don't have to conjure it up. You are doing good work in the depths of our hearts. And so, Lord, We just welcome your heart surgery today. We want to have a 2022 where we are surrendered to you and we've got freedom and peace and all the joy that comes from you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you are listening from somewhere other than the United States of America, I would love to hear from you. Just let me know how you found the podcast. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com, and I would love to hear from you. So thank you so much and have an amazing day.